Okay, party people in the house.
This song, it's one of the most sampled songs of all time. It's been borrowed by hundreds of artists. Guy Raz of the TED Radio Hour has this look at the track and what it reveals about originality in music.
Dougie Fresh and his partner.
In 1984, the rappers Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick released this song. And we heard about the story behind it from Mark Ronson, who's produced records for Amy Winehouse,
for Lily Allen, Paul McCartney's last album. I just sound like I'm name-dropping, but I'm just trying to grab onto the things that people might have heard of.
Anyway, this song is called La-Di-Da-Di. And back in the early 1990s, if you were a DJ in New York like Mark was, it was a staple of your set.
La-di-da-di, we like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic.
It's literally like chapter one of the hip-hop DJ Bible. And it's an incredible song because it's just a beatbox and a rap over it.
But that's true. That's why.
But what makes La-di-da-di more than just a really good rap song is that it's full of these little lyrical gems that, in the world of hip-hop, just stick.
All these little, like, TikTok, you don't stop, and we go a little something like this, hit it. All those sound bites that have become like,
hit it.
And that hit it, just that moment, it's been sampled in hundreds of songs from
Hit It,
Aini Kamoze in 1995.
They used to hit it.
Way back to the Beastie Boys in 1986.
They used to hit it.
And it's not just that one line.
Okay, party people in the house.
That party people in the house, sampled by Beyonce and Kanye West on this track.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too.
Even Miley Cyrus.
La-di-da-di, we like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're...
So as T.S. Eliot said, good artists copy, but great artists steal. And that's never been easier.
When I see young producers today, like kids who are 19, 20, they stay up all night just sampling straight from YouTube. But it does make for some incredible, exciting art. And it does mean that some little kid sitting in his basement in Ohio with a laptop can be making some of the most interesting music around.
And actually, that T.S. Eliot quote, he might have ripped that off from Picasso, but no one's really sure.
Guy Raz, host of the TED Radio Hour, more ideas about what's truly original on that program this weekend.